to take place ahead of us is the Sunday law in the United States. Now, Sister White tells us that our greatest need is for a revival and reformation. She tells us in other places that when we understand the books of Daniel and Revelation as we should, there'll be seen among us a great revival. So, in connection with that, we contend that the truth that a Sunday law is imminent is the prophetic information that will bring the final revival. Because if you and I, as Seventh-day Adventists, believe that the Sunday law is about to hit, then we bring our life into agreement with that truth. So this being the foundation of our prophetic message, the last six verses of Daniel 11, there are several prophetic issues that are raised in that study, and I'm simply handing you out this magazine so you can go through it on your own time after today, because we're not going to cover that material. When we have opportunity to present this material as we like to, and we've done this several times, a couple times in Korea, maybe seven or eight times in South America, and next week we're going to do it in the Philippines. We have what we call a prophecy school, and we take 5 or 6 days, and all day long we go through the material, and we do all the follow-up studies that come after this. And I'm going to tell you about some of these follow-up studies to these verses right now to try to lead into where we'll start looking later on today. One of the following studies is a 9-part study called The Purification of God's Church. And I have found from my experience that when I share that information, that most of us in Adventism aren't aware of the fact that the Lord intends to purify His church through the crisis of the Sunday law. That is where the wheat is separated from the tares, the gold is separated from the dross, and all those illustrations in the Bible that talk about the purification of God's church can be located through the spirit of prophecy in the Bible as taking place during the Sunday law testing period. So when you're talking about a prophecy that tells you the Sunday law is imminent, then one of the follow-up studies is, what does the Sunday law mean to Seventh-day Adventists? And there are Seventh-day Adventists that do not understand, in fact, possibly the majority of Seventh-day Adventists, that at the Sunday law, Seventh-day Adventists are the first to close their probation. And if we believe that our probation is closed at the Sunday law and that prophecy is telling us that a Sunday law is imminent, that is the type of message from prophecy that is designed by God to bring a revival. Now, Sister White, in many places, in many ways, says the books of Daniel and Revelation go together. So some of the follow-up studies to these verses in Daniel 11, 40 to 45 are looking at some of the prophecies in the book of Revelation that tie directly in with these last six verses. For instance, in Daniel 11, 40 to 45, there are three powers that are the main subjects in those verses as you go through.